The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
This is the Friday, February 4th edition of the Daily Wager podcast. We'll set you up in 10 minutes with everything you need to know heading into not just this weekend's slate of games, because as we know, there is no Super Bowl this weekend, but next weekend. I know we're jumping the gun, but that's why we're here. Welcome to the Daily Wager podcast, presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. Anita Marks, Mike Clay with you. We've been 60% on the season, Mike, throughout the year in regard to all the prop bets we like to post up and talk about every Friday. So we've done really well. Time to end the season strong. And that's the Super Bowl. A little over a week from now, you're going on vacation. And also, that's why we're doing this this podcast a little bit early. But also, you know, Mike, it's important. Like, you like a line, jump on it now, the majority of them, because chances are in the next week, those lines are going to creep up, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes, you know, betting, especially with props, is, well, really, it applies to everything, is predicting where the line's going to go, right? I mean, if you think it's a bad line right away, you got to jump on it. If you think maybe it'll get some movement, and you can get a better line, maybe you hold off. So no doubt about it. There's sometimes I wait it out a little bit, and there's usually I see a line I love and I jump on it right away because I assume other savvy people will see it the same way and move the line. And then you're not getting as good a vid or line or whatever it may be. So no doubt about it.
Okay. So again, one game remaining. I have a visualization in regard to how I see this game playing out. Burn me once. Shame on you. Burn me twice. Shame on me. Burn me three times. Really shame on me. I'm tired of doubting the Bengals. So I'm just prefacing game script, right? Like, I'm on the Bengals. And I've put my prop bets together in regard to overs and over and unders in regard to how I believe this game is going to play out. So I just want to preface that. Folks listening to this podcast, you might, you know, if you disagree with me, I'm sure there's a few prop bets that I'm going to share with you in this podcast that you're not going to agree with. But even if you do disagree with me in regards to the outcome of the game, there might be some prop bets that you do agree with me on. So I just want to preface that. But Mike, I'm going to give you the stage here. I'm going to let you go first. Why don't you break it down for us? Give us the list of prop bets you've already put money down that you like.
Yeah, sure. And first of all, I do somewhat agree. I mean, I have the Rams favored. In fact, my projected score, which will be, you know, all the details of that will be out next week on Tuesday before the Super Bowl. You know, it's pretty close to the line, you know, so I'm not too far off what the market expects. And I think the Rams are the better team. They're in their home stadium. I think they have a slight edge in this one. But the key really is that we expect it to be a close game, right? So in terms of game script, no major adjustments in terms of projections, other than maybe a pinch more passing for the Bengals, maybe a little bit less passing for the Rams. And again, my playbook piece will be out next week, and I go into significant detail on, you know, what to expect when each team has the football. But, you know, in terms of props, yeah, I have a bunch here. You know, I have three on Joe Burrow. I'm going over on his passing yard prop. You're going to find that to be right around 273, 275. I like under rushing yards. I think there's been an overreaction there to what we saw last week. He had the 25 rushing yards, but it's 11.5 is the line. I think that actually is as high for the season. So I'm going to go under that. And I have him yes to throw an interception, which he has done in 11 of his 19 games this season. And by the way, I over on the yards because the Rams allow a lot of yards. They don't allow many touchdowns. They do allow a lot of yards. And if you want to bet, this is a close call that I haven't bet yet. I'm keeping an eye on the juice, but Burrow under 1.5 passing touchdowns. If you can get that up to say 140 plus 140 in that range, I'm thinking about that. You know, he usually gets there, but the Rams have allowed a 19 passing touchdowns in 20 games. So they are really, really good in that department. Some other ones I like: T. Higgins over 69.5 receiving yards. That's a line now. I've seen it down as low as around 67.5. Higgins is really good against zone. Okay. Check this out. His catch rate, if you compare his man one stats against his zone stats, 53% catch rate against man, 72% against covers 2, 3, and 4, 7.9 yards per target against man one, 10.8 against cover 2, 3, and 4, right? That's where he has dominated this season. He hits 70 yards quite often, 8 of his last 12. So I think he can get to this number for sure. I usually like unders on receiving yards, but I like the over here for Higgins. Under rushing yards for Joe Mixon. Big game last week, but before that rarely got to 65 yards, and the Rams don't allow much, 3.7 yards per carry to running backs. And yes, to scoring a touchdown for Mixon. If you look at any time touchdown scores, his juice kind of stands out, plus 115. I was surprised we could get plus money considering all of the touchdowns he has scored this season, right? He has 16 touchdowns this year, and the Rams have allowed at least one running back touchdown 70% of their game. So I like that. Those for the Bengals. I'm talking a lot, so I'll let you kind of take the stage if you're going to talk some Bengals. I have a couple on the Rams, but I'm definitely leaning towards the Bengals so far.
Okay. And we're locking step, Mike, for sure. And again, this is more of a prop bet podcast, but again, I'm on the Bengals. I like the 4.5. I think they're in a good spot to tease them up to, plus 10.5 to get that 10 and the hook, I think is huge. I'm with you with Joe Burrow over passing yards. I also like over passing attempts at 36.5, over receptions at 24.5. Why? The Cincinnati Bengals are passing a lot more, especially on first down. Their last four games, they're passing on early down 60% of the time. And against the Rams defense, you have to, because they're so good against the rush. After that 9-sack game that they gave up against Tennessee, Cincinnati now is utilizing more pass protection. It's not just Joe Burrow back in that backfield solo with everybody out there running routes. So, I do believe that he's going to have a little bit more time than he normally does to get those passes off. And I believe that, the Rams, here's another one for you. The Rams, they have the 5th highest blitz rate, and Joe Burrow averages 10 yards per passing attempt against the blitz. So again, I'm with you over passing yards, over receptions, over passing attempts. I'm with you with the under rushing yards as well. Also under longest rushing attempt at 8.5. Burrow, he has 49 rushing attempts on the season, and only 4 of those have come against the blitz. And I just shared with you how often the Rams like to blitz. And out of those 4, only 3 of them has he rushed for over 8 yards. So under 8.5 is his longest rush as well. Mixon, I'm with you as well. Under 64.5 rushing yards. I'm also going under 26.5 receiving, under 3.5 receiving, under 95.5 receiving and rushing. Rams good against the rush. Also, Perine has been coming in on third downs. He went 12 of 14 snaps on third down against the Kansas City Chiefs. He ran 16 routes and had 4 targets. He had more targets than Joe Mixon last game. So, and Perine, by the way, over 20.5 receiving yards, and you could get that at plus 110. So I think fading Mixon in the passing game and playing Perine in the passing game, I think can be a sneaky good play. I'm lock and step with you in regard to T. Higgins over 69.5 receiving, over 5.5 receiving. I think Jalen Ramsey is going to spend the majority of his time on Ja'Marr Chase, and rightfully so. He's such a threat. And the last few games, Higgins has a 26% target share, and the Rams DBs, their secondary, 4th in receiving yards allowed to opposing wide receivers. And with Uzoma, question marks in regard to their tight end, that can be an uptick in targets for Higgins as well. And last but not least, you got me on the kicker props, Mike. McPherson, dude, over 7.5 points, over 1.5 field goals. I like that the Bengals are going to kick and make the first field goal, I should say, make the first field goal of the game. You can get that at minus 110. As we know, he's just a beast. And how about this? The game's longest field goal over under 47 and a half. I'm going over. The dude's been money 50 yards and more. So the game's longest field goal, that includes Gay, over 47 and a half yards. So so again, we're locking step in regard to a number of prop bets for Cincinnati. What do you have for the Rams?
Yeah, well, first of all, I just want to comment on two things there. First of all, I like the direction you went with the kickers, and I'll tell you why. I've been on McPherson and Gay all season. You know, we've talked about it on the show in my column. But usually you can get like over 1.5 made field goals or the points props around even money or even plus money. And I, you know, we took advantage of that all year. The books have caught on this week. You know, it took till this week. So, you know, over on the made field goals is like minus 150, minus 185. I mean, it's gross right now. So I'm actually not on the kickers for once, but you went another direction, obviously, with longest kick and, you know, first field goal. So I love that. I love that adjustment. And as for Jalen Ramsey, I'll tell you what, I will say this. Is it possible they go in and say, look, we're going to put you one-on-one on Chase a majority of the snaps, you know, 80, 90% of the time? I guess so. It's a Super Bowl. But that's not really how he's been used this season. He will be on the outside, but I think they'll be a little bit more creative than that. And he'll see some T. Higgins, maybe be inside a little bit. He'll mostly be on the perimeter, though. They're using David Long as the slot as of late. So I think he'll be outside, but I don't think it's anything to be too worried about with Jamar Chase. Just my two cents, you know, based on watching how they've deployed him the past couple of months. But nonetheless, I'm with you. Overs on Chase or overs on Higgins. And if I had to pick a lean on Chase, I think I would lean toward the under there. So good stuff. Love that. Couple Rams props for now. And by the way, I should mention, I'm still keeping an eye out for more tackles props, right? There's not many out right now as to the time of recording this. So, you know, I'll try to get them out there at some point before the Super Bowl. And I'm keeping an eye on the lines for now. There's only a few out and the lines aren't so good, but I do have one defensive prop for now on the Rams side. And honestly, this is one of the best. It's one of the most random bets, but it should be close to a lock, honestly. Traven Howard under a half a sack, right? It's minus 400 right now out there. If you can find it, it should probably be, Anita, minus 1500, minus 2000. This guy has zero career sacks. Zero. He is a backup off-ball linebacker. He may play upward of 40 to 50% of the snaps, but he has 11 even pass rush attempts this season. The guy doesn't even try to get sacks. He's in coverage or run defense. I mean, yes, there's always the chance of some random play where they blitz him and he's untouched and he gets there, but it's never happened in his career. And the only reason his playing time is up as of late is because their rookie linebacker, Ernest Jones, has been injured. He's back now, played a little bit last week, and you would expect his workload to increase. So I love that one. Yeah, I get it. It's more random than kicker props, Anita, but I would be on that one for sure. I've already bet it at a sizable amount. So I recommend checking that out. And I'll give you one more in the Rams here. OBJ, I'm going under 5.5 catches. You're not getting great juice on this one. It's minus 150. But he's only gotten to 6 catches 3 times this season. It is a high number. It is his highest prop line in this category of the season. And I know he's been red hot in the playoffs, but if you bet on the over here, you're betting on him essentially playing at his ceiling from the past few seasons. Check this out. 11 targets last week. That's his most since week 15 of 2019. He had 9 catches. That's his most since week 3 of 2018. He had 113 yards. His most since week 2 of 2019. Right? It's just everything's inflated. He's basically at his ceiling. Maybe it continues. Maybe he peaks during the playoffs and has a huge Super Bowl, but I'm going to go against that. I'm going to play the odds here and say under 6 catches.
Okay. And any other props for the Rams?
That's all I have for the Rams. I'm heavy on Bengals right now. But again, I don't have any tackle props available yet for the Rams. So I'm going to keep an eye on that. And hopefully we could get a few into my column, which will be out before the Super Bowl, or on Daily Wager on the day of the Super Bowl, we can drop them. So that's where I am for now, though, with the Rams.
Okay, so buckle up. So this is what I have for the Rams.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Matthew Stafford yes to an interception. He has 18 interceptions this season in 20 games. Cincinnati, their defense, they play a zone no blitz defense 60% of the time. In 14 of his interceptions come in that defense. So I've got Matthew Stafford anytime interception at minus 140. Also, I'm going over 5.5 rushing yards for him. He has had 6 rushing yards his last 3 games, and quarterbacks are averaging about 10 yards rushing yards per game against the Cincinnati Bengals defense. Cam Akers, I'm going unders here, under 62.5 rushing, under 14.5 receiving, under 81.5 rushing and receiving. You know, that Achilles, granted, listen, kudos to him for coming back so fast, but I'm sure that Achilles is hampering him. He's only averaging 2.8 yards per carry since he's come back. Also, he had those 2 fumbles against the Bucs. We saw Sony Michel, 57% of the snaps Sony Michel played last week. And the Bengals, sneaky good against the run at times, and especially in their last 6 games. So I'm going under on everything Cam Akers, Cooper Kupp. You can't stop the dude. You just can't. So I'm going over there. I know the numbers are tough. We always talk about it, Mike. I feel like we've talked about Cooper Kupp all season long, but like the dude crushes it each and every week. Over 8.5 receptions at plus 105, over 102.5 receiving yards at minus 140. And also you can bet that he's going to have the most receiving yards of any wide receiver in the Super Bowl at plus 120. I really like that. That might be my favorite bet. We know Cincinnati, they can't stop slot wide receivers. They've allowed the most receiving yards to slot receivers than any defense this season. I'm with you with the under in receptions for Odell Beckham Jr., but I kind of like the over in receiving yards, Mike, at 64.5. He's received 20% of the target share the last 4 games. And with Higbee possibly out or not 100%, I don't know. I think his opportunities increase there as well. So those are the prop bets that I have in regard to the Rams. Also, here's some specials for you that you can find, some special prop bets. How about this? All 4 wide receivers, right? Kupp, Odell, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, over 49.5 receiving yards. All 4 of them. And you could get that at plus 160. Why the heck not?
Wow. Yeah. Right? I mean, obviously the odds are good that one guy, has a rare dud, but I have them all projected above that line. So, and pretty much well above that line.
I like that. Also, the first offensive play in the game, a pass. And you could get that at plus 115. Both these offenses are pass happy, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially the Bengals.
60%. They're passing the ball 60% of the time on early downs now. Uh-huh. And that's changed in the last 6 weeks. And last but not least, this is contrarian here. Are you ready? Brace yourself.
Okay.
The Bengals have more sacks than the Rams. Wow. At plus 310, and the total game sack under at 5.5. And you could get that at minus 135. Follow me here. Again, the Bengals, 9 sacks against Tennessee. They came out and offensive line, they're using more pass protection. And I'm really, what I'm doing here, Mike, is this is an investment to me on Joe Burrow and how good he is against the blitz, right? Finding the open receivers, getting rid of the ball quickly, and also having the athleticism to scramble and get away from the blitz. So again, I know I'm zigging when people are zagging, but I just think at plus 310, you've got Trey Hendrickson on the opposite side. Dude has 2.5 sacks in the postseason, 14 on the total season. Stafford has been sacked 5 times in the postseason. The Rams gave up 5 sacks against the 49ers in week 18. They gave up 5 sacks against Tennessee as well. He's been sacked 35 times this season. Mm-hmm. So again, I know this isn't the way that most people are, everybody's talking about how horrible the Cincinnati offensive line is and how great Aaron Donald and that front 7 are. That's why you're getting these odds at plus 310. Again, I'm going to throw a little coin on it. I think it's some really great odds for a possibility here.
Yeah. And you're right. I mean, think about this, the Ram, and this is kind of just following up what you said, but the Rams were 3rd in the regular season with 50 sacks, right? Well, the Bengals had 42, right? They weren't that far behind. So I'm intrigued by that at that juice as well. So I'm with you.
So any other thoughts in regards to the Stafford, the Cam, Akers, the Cooper Kupp that I shared earlier?
No, I think they're all good. I mean, I would have loved to do a Cooper Kupp anytime touchdown, but the juice isn't too good there. So I wasn't in love with that. One I'm keeping an eye on, we're kind of on the same page there. I'll give you one I'm keeping an eye on, though, is Jamar Chase's reception prop. You know, I've seen it most places at 5.5. If it jumps to 6.5, I'm on the under there. So that's just something I'm keeping an eye on at this point for sure. So, but otherwise, again, yeah, I think we're aligned pretty well. We expect it to be a close game. You're leaning towards the Bengals. I'm leaning towards the Rams, which shifts things a little bit, but sounds like we're on the same players.
Quick note here, since you like the Cooper Kupp first touchdown of the game, +450. How about this? Cooper Kupp first touchdown for the Rams at +230.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's not bad. That's not bad.
So just FYI, those are out there as well with some better odds. All right. That about sums it up. Mike Clay's going on vacation. He's going to get his swerve on at Disney with his two beautiful girls and his beautiful wife. So a lot of time here to get on a lot of these prop bets. And then, again, just a reminder, we're off for Daily Wager this Sunday, but we'll be back Super Bowl Sunday at 11 a.m. on Daily Wager. Mike will be back. I'll be on as well with all our Super Bowl picks and everything. So, again, that's it for today. Please do us a favor. Don't forget to rate, review, and follow if you're enjoying the show. It helps us out tremendously. And again, we'll see you next Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, on Daily Wager.